Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have back as my guest Dr. Eric Love. Today we're going to be discussing understanding your true self, finding your truth and who you really are, using the Love Healing System with the Bach Flower Essences. Welcome, Dr. Love. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me here.
So would you like to give the audience a little bit of information about the Bach Flower Essences and what they're good for?
Yeah, be glad to. And by the way, I'm sitting here in the Arizona desert. It's 100 degrees. I'm sitting in my truck looking out over this beautiful, beautiful desert I could just see for 20 miles, it looks like. And I'm sitting here with the air conditioning going. If the air conditioning's too loud for you, just let me know. I can turn it down.
Okay.
Anyway, the Bach Flower Remedies. Yeah, I've been using them 45-plus years. They come out of England. Dr. Edward Bach discovered them. They're homeopathic remedies. They're herbs. And what they do is handle the emotional component, because they say body, mind, and spirit. Well, the mind part is the emotional component. And when you learn to use the Bach properly, you handle the emotional component. For example, there's remedies for fear. I have a lady who's all worried about money, and I gave her the fear remedy. When I came back and asked her, I said, "Are you worried about money?" She said, "You know, no, that's not what's going on now." She didn't even realize the remedies work. You've got remedies for being assertive, so you can speak your truth. I've got a gal in New York who is able to speak her truth to her husband and her friends now, and she's able to say things that she's never said before. Speak her truth, draw her boundaries. You've got remedies for anxiety. That lady that had the fear I was telling you about, I gave her the remedies for anxiety. Actually, literally came back in a month. I said, "You still got that anxiety?" She said, no, but I don't think it had anything to do with the remedies. Then I asked her, "Well, what about the depression?" Because I gave her a depression remedy. I said, "What about the depression? You still got that depression?" No. And I said, "What about being dominated by your parents? You still," because I gave her Sentry. And she said, "No." Yeah. And then she stopped. "Oh, my God." She said, "I guess they did work. I don't have any of those things anymore." So the way that they work and help you move through is to help you move through the emotional issues, fear, anxiety, depression, guilt, and being too dominating, people dominating you. Can you hear me okay? I'm on my Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Does it sound good?
Yeah, okay, I can hear you fine.
Good. Okay. And the way they work is to stimulate and catalyze you to actually move through stuff. Like, take the soldiers come back from Afghanistan. I said to one brother, in fact, I'm going to try to see him today. I said, "How many people you kill?" He said, "Well, I have 80 confirmed kills." He was a scout sniper, special forces. Mm-hmm. He said, "But I killed a lot of more people than that." And he said, "Well, do you think that what I'm going through is because of killing all those people?" And I said, "Yeah, you know, it probably is." So what the remedies do, I can't tell him how to heal his grief and trauma from the war. So what they did after the Second World War is they were sending people to psychiatrists, and then they decided to do groups, and they would do groups of men who had the war trauma. They call it post-traumatic stress. They used to call it shell shock. And they would put them in groups to stimulate them to work it through. But it doesn't work that well. It doesn't finish it. Whereas when you give the Bach flowers, and there's a specific remedy called the Rescue Remedy, which has a specific remedy called Star Bethlehem in it. And when you give that star, the person will begin to work it through, because the way the remedies work, what they are, the essence of the whole deal, is they stimulate and catalyze you to go ahead and work it through. And here's the deepest secret. If you go deeper, here's a secret. God is always talking to us, trying to give us direction and guidance and instruction. And part of the instruction that the higher power is giving us is, "Hey, man, you got to quit being so dominating," or, "Dude, you got to work through that trauma," or, "Girl, you got to work through all that sexual abuse from the childhood. You need more self-esteem. You need to not have so much fear." Jesus would begin his speeches. He'd say, "Fear not." Well, good luck. How are you going to get rid of your fear? See, so as we move through this difficult time period that the Christians call the end times, and I call it moving through the galactic center, which is a whole show in itself. As we move through this, and the Mayans called it the end of the Mayan calendar. It happened every 26,000 years. They didn't make it last time. The whole culture of the Atlanteans was sunk and destroyed. This time, I think we're going to make it, and we're going to make it into the ascension and the new enlightenment. Kalishwar said he's a guru in India, and I have students that are devotees of him, and he said we're going from the age of darkness into the age of enlightenment, where it will be very easy to become enlightened. He said, a lot of people are going to die during the transition. So God sent us these Bach remedies, because He's constantly talking to us. Yeah, He's going, you need to work through your fear. Come on, you need to get some self-esteem. So when you take the remedy for the self-esteem, I got a guy. He's a salesperson, and he deals in a really dog-eat-dog, cutthroat sales thing. And it's so hard. I just feel I'm going to be rejected, and I am rejected, and it's so hard. So I've had him on LARCH, which is a remedy for confidence, and I don't hear him tell me anymore how hard it is and how he's doing really good with the confidence, because when you take the remedy, you're actually able to hear when your higher power speaks to you and shows you how to work through your confidence, because God's always talking to us. If we ain't listening, I think we're checking our cell phone and sending text messages, and when we're not doing that, we're after sex and money. John David Morton, God bless him, he said, I quit being a psychic because all they ever asked about was sex and money. When am I going to get laid and when am I going to get paid? And so we're busy, and the Bach helps us to pay attention and listen to the still small voice of the soul. And that's what the Bach does. You buy them at any health food store. The way that I use them is much different, much deeper, and we're able to go into your deep shadow side, your inner child, the place where the cause of your disease is coming from, and get to the root cause, and get those things handled. That's what
I do. So tell us a little bit about Rescue Remedy, because everybody can use that, especially during this time period.
Yes, I give Rescue Remedy to everybody. And the reason, Rescue Remedies for shock and trauma. I had yesterday, it was 3 days ago, 2 days ago, I reached and I picked up the pan and I put my hand into the flame, and the actual flame went onto my finger, and I wasn't quick enough. And man, that thing was going to be blistered. It was going to be a bad scene. And I was talking to a gal, and she was owned a health food store in the past, one of my students, and she said, how about some lavender and stuff? I said, well, I'll put the Rescue on it. And I kept putting the Rescue. I have it in a spray, and I just made a spray, and I sprayed it. And I kept spraying it. Within about an hour, hour and a half, it's all gone, as if it never happened. You've got physical impact injuries. Yeah, your burns. I had a woman broke her arm in two places. Doctor said, do you see you broke your arm in these two places? Why is it that when we push on those places, there is no pain? Well, she was a student, and she had taken Rescue. She put the Rescue where she broke her bones immediately, because you got a window, maybe 5 minutes, 7 minutes, and you can get all of it. And she kept putting it on, and when she went to the doctors to reset the bone, there wasn't any pain at all. So you've got your physical impact injuries, and the Star of Bethlehem is the one for trauma. You got Rock Rose, which is for terror, Cherry Plum, which is for desperation. These are all in the Rescue. Impatience, which is for irritability. Clematis, which is for spaciness. And there's one other, let's see, I forgot what it is. I'll remember here in a minute. And they're all in the Rescue Remedy. So the other thing Rescue Remedy does is it works on the emotional trauma. So the people who have the young lady, Shield's son, her daughter, her son died, and he was the only one really loved her. Daughter loved her, but not like the son. And he died, and After about 8 months, she said, no, I think I've worked it all through. She told me she worked it all through. His death anniversary came. She was out there opening up the books and looking at the pictures and stuff. She said, no trauma, no pain. I was just pleased that he was my boy for a while. And I worked with her still, and she says, nope, it's all gone. It's all resolved. So that's in the rescue. So what happens is we got the old trauma. And then many of us come from a dysfunctional family. I talked to one lady. She told me that she wasn't ever held. Her mom and dad didn't hold her. A lot of times they criticize you. A lot of times they put you down. A lot of times you don't get the love that you need. A lot of times they hit you. I've got students that were just beaten all the time. And the worst is I've got students that were sexually abused. In other words, the father raped them or the brother raped them or something like that. All these things are the trauma of the childhood. So the first thing I do when I work with people is I get them on the rescue. I say, sit on this rescue all day. It's going to help to heal those old traumas, like the woman who lost her son 5 years ago. It was about 8 months total. And she said it was all resolved. We used the rescue. And boy, when people came into her store, I want to tell you, she sold them a bottle of rescue. She said, you got to be doing this. So people had traumas like 5 years ago, 10 years ago. There was a divorce you had 15 years ago. You never quite came. You know, you got raped 20 years ago. Maybe you were in Vietnam, you know, back in the 60s. Adult traumas, and then you've got the traumas of the childhood, which are more invisible. Because the whole thing about the emotional component, it's invisible. You can't see it. You got to pull the records and open the files, which is one thing I show you how to do in my courses, so that you can actually see because the mind is a, when you're dealing with the mind, you got to go metaphysical. You got to leave the chemistry and the microscope and the books, and you got to go metaphysical into your inner self and discover who you are in a metaphysical and a spiritual way. So Rescue Remedy helps you do that because it has that star and it has those other remedies. So we go deep, deep, deep into the childhood. And so when you're taking the rescue, we're going to be able to have you work on your deep issues of your life. The deep, what I call the constitutional type remedies, giving the Bach remedies as homeopathic remedies, looking, peeling the layers of the onion skin over a long period of time. For example, my gal who I was talking about a minute ago, she's married and she's been walking on eggshells with a dominating husband for years and years and years. She says she no longer walks on eggshells. The husband she's treating, he's no longer dominating, just a little bit, but it's not completely done yet. A thorough constitutional transformation, and maybe like 8 months, something like that, give or take. Well, she was sleeping in a separate bed. Now she's sleeping in the same bed with him. She can is excited to go to bed with him and hold him through the night. So the traumas of your day, in order to get to those with the correct constitutional type remedies, in order to get to those, we need to give you a baby blanket to calm you down. The whole scene here these days is just one big old trauma. I mean, God forbid you'd listen to CNN or ABC or something like that. It's just, you don't know who's telling the truth or what. And everything's trauma. So when you take the rescue in your daily life, you begin working on those old traumas you've had in the past. Allow us to be able to come in and do the deep work with the correct constitutional type remedies, and you will calm down as a person and be able to relax, take a deep breath, and move you toward the goal of finding inner peace, inner tranquility, inner serenity, and where your life is filled with enchantment and oneness. And that's where we're headed with all that. And that's why I use the rescue and have everybody taking it in the background.
So, you also have a few protective remedies. You want to talk about those?
Yeah, one of the big things going on with the human race, which is a secret, because so much of the emotional component is a secret. The dark forces that run the mind. See, mind is not made of consciousness. Kirpal Singh, president of the World Fellowship of Religions, said that mind is made of matter, the soul is made of consciousness. So the mind wants to keep a secret. The mind is a good servant, but a bad master. And the mind is like a computer, needs to be plugged into the wall socket to get electricity to run. The computer's greedy for electricity. The mind is greedy for power, and it gets the power from you. That's what's called the sabotage. The mind is busy sabotaging us and sucking our power and sucking our energy. Now, all that being said, what's going on with the mind, the emotional component, is invisible. You can't see it. You see some of it. But remember, what they saw with the Titanic was only 10% of that iceberg, and they missed it. The rest of the iceberg that would cause the ship to sink was underneath it. So most of what's going on with the emotional component is invisible. You got to pull the records and open the files. So all that being said, one of the big secret things with the mind and emotions is that people are taking your power, energy. People are feeding off of you, and that's called using you as a feeder. And people are dumping their crap on you, and that's called using you as a dumper. So people are using you as a dumper and a feeder, and that's the secret. You feel it because you could be really happy. You go over and talk to so-and-so, and you're just out of it in a bad way for the rest of the day. And you go like, what did that happen? Maybe it lasts 3 days. So you have 9 shielding remedies with the Bach. Through these 9 remedies, the higher power, the great power, will teach you, your soul, because Kirpal Singh said the healing power is in the soul. It's got the consciousness. Mind doesn't have the consciousness. It's like a good servant. In ancient Rome, the greatest fear that they had was that their darn slaves would raise up and they would kill them in the middle of the night. So they made a law in Rome that if a slave killed the master, all the slaves were crucified. They were terrified. They were terrified of it. And we need to be terrified of the mind. The mind is controlling us. So one of the biggest things with the mind, it's secret and it's invisible. You can feel it. And when I'm talking about it, you'll know that this is true, is that the mind is arranging for us to get our power sucked out. Energy sucks. You want some power? You want power? Well, if you start getting power, they come along and take your power. And they dump their negative stuff on you. So 9 remedies. You've got sentry, which is for being assertive and saying no. If you have a trouble saying no, you take the sentry. You'll begin to say no. My gal in New York, she's saying no more than she said in years. It's just blowing her away. Then you've got walnut. Walnut is for when you have one big person or 2 big people that are taking your power and dumping on you. I had a woman in New York. Her mother, she'd come over for dinner every night, pick up the kids. Mom picked them up from school. She'd come pick them up, have dinner with mother, and about every other night, her mother would tear her to pieces, literally. And I, girl, how long this has been going on? She said, ever since I was a little girl, she'd been doing that. So we worked together, and dad would do it too, and brother would do it too. So we used walnut. And after we had worked maybe about 8 months, but between 8 months to a year, totally resolved. She didn't go over there anymore. Mother didn't do those things to her anymore. It was resolved. That's walnut. Then the other shielding remedy for shielding and protection, where God teaches you how to protect yourself from the parasites, the bloodsuckers, the vampires, and the blood-sucking leeches that are out there, just trying to take your power, which you may or may not see happening, but it's happening, and the cause of disease. The next one is agrimony. The agrimony puts on a happy face. Everything's fine. But down inside, they're eaten up. They're eaten up by their pain. Robin Williams, he was agrimony. Every time you see him, he's smiling and joking. Mama Cass, Cass Elliott, she was the agrimony, putting on a happy face. But she could never get love. She would reach out for love. She even asked one of the band members to marry her. He said, honey, I can't marry you. I can't get over the weight. It just broke her heart. Her heart was broken. When she passed away, she died. The coroner said that she died of a heart attack. And when they went in and looked at the heart, there really wasn't any muscle. It was all fat. So what happened was that she was putting on a happy face But down inside, these issues and that she had were eating her up inside. The demons inside herself were eating her up. Now, that's agrimony. So agrimony helps you to not push your feelings away. You use it also to face your feelings, to face your issues, to embrace your pain and deal with your pain. I had a woman who had so much body pain. She was just hurting so bad. And I said, well, when we talk about the issues, it'll probably go away. So she canceled the massage therapist. We did our session because I worked with each student about an hour, hour and a half each week. And as we talked about her issues, and at the end of the conversation, I said, well, how's your body pain? She says, it's all gone. So all the muscle pain and the hip pain, everything was all gone. So that's agrimony. It's for pain, body pain, emotional pain, getting off drugs, and facing your hurt. Then you have the wonderful larch, mimulus. Oh, my God. Mimulus is a remedy for fear. And most people, the big fibs, it's the age of fear. Somebody say, oh, you were alive back in 2018. What was it like? I said, man, it was the age of fear. Don't turn on the radio. Don't turn on the TV. You will develop so much fear. And Jesus said, fear not, but fear about money. Worry about that. Your woman told me yesterday, growing old, just going to grow old. Worry about money. Worry about disease. The medical profession, God bless them, they love that disease thing, because if you're all afraid of disease, you're going to come through. How much money you got? We got $350,000 if we sell our house. Well, that's just about cover of the bill. And my favorite joke is a guy goes to the doctor. He says, I'm sorry, sir, you've only got 6 months to live, but he's broke. He doesn't have any money. He can't afford to pay the bill. So doctor goes ahead, gives him another 6 months. that's my only criticism of the medical profession. But anyway, the fear of disease. So I have a student. I said, do you have any health insurance or Medicare or anything? She says, no. I said, well, I don't either, because I handle my own disease stuff. She handles her own disease stuff. She's my girl. She is wonderful. She's wonderful. And so that's fear. If you got an issue with fear, see, if you're scared, I met a guy, he said, Stalin, he lived under Stalin. Stalin kept us all afraid. We were so afraid of being picked up and taken away to Siberia. That's how Stalin controlled the people, see. If you're afraid, they're gonna control you, they're going to dominate you, which is the coin of the realm. Dominating, the coin of the realm is domination and control and victimology, victimism. Be a victim. Oh, the flu epidemic. Oh, the ISIS terrorists are coming around. Oh, whatever. And then you go into victim. So the mimulus is for fear. It works really good. I expect if I give you mimulus, I expect that within a few months you'll tell me that your fear is not bothering you anymore. And within, I don't know, so many months, we can stop using the remedy, go use something else. Then you got the wonderful larch, which is a remedy for confidence. My guy, who's a salesperson, he needed more confidence. And now he never talks about confidence anymore. He's been taking the larch. He's rolling with confidence. You've got some, and that's for shielding and protection, because you don't have confidence, they're going to come and take your power. Then Serrato mistrusts her own decision and asks everybody other their opinions. Everybody else, that says confidence. And Scleranthus is indecisive. I had a guy, it's for indecisiveness, about little everyday things. He walked into the store. I was walking out of the co-op in Arcata, California. And he looked at me and said, my God, Dr. Love, my God. He said, you changed my life. I said, what do you mean? He said, you gave me that Scleranthus, and I can make decisions for the first time in my life. He said, it's just the coolest thing. So, and then he said, I got to tell you what happened to me. He was camping with his friends on the side of the mountain. He bent down to get some water out of the stream, big old log right there. And he passed out. And when he woke up, all the trees had been snapped off. and were laying down on the ground, and he never found, they never found his people he was camping with. He was on the side of Mount St. Helens when the surge comes down, about 150 miles an hour. It's a 1,000-degree temperature gas that comes down first before the eruption. And he was a guy, and in the same conversation he was telling me, he says, it changed his life. Then you got pined for guilt. When a person has guilt, you think that it's everything is your fault. The person had the worst guilt, and you blame yourself, and you're self-critical. The person had the worst guilt of anyone I have ever met. I had her on the remedy, pine, for about 8 months, and she was not very pretty. She was actually, very few people, I would tell you, are ugly. And God bless her, she had that quality. Well, the reason that she had that quality was because everybody's beating the crap out of her, and her husband was putting her down and beating her up and everything. Well, So after, when I saw her 8 months later, and she'd been taking the large the whole time, she was actually pretty. She had changed from plain to beautiful. She was very beautiful. Her heart, her beauty, she had discharged a husband. She had discharged the people who were putting her down. She was, and she said, I still take the remedy pine for guilt, but pretty much she says, I don't have any guilt anymore. And that's for protection, because if you blame yourself, they're all going to come around. They're going to blame you too. You're going to draw people blame you. Then the last shielding and protection remedy is clematis. In England, they call it clematis. And it's for being spacey. One lady, she was spacey. They called her Space Cadet. She had this new job. She was the bottom person in the receiving department at Big Art Store. I came back next month, had dinner with her. She said, did the remedies work? She said, no, I don't think they worked at all. I gave her clematis because she was so spacey. And she said, but I got to tell you, I have a new job. I'm a manager of the receiving department. I got the keys, open in the morning, close it at night. I said, my God, I said, let me ask you a question. Do they still call you Space Cadet like they used to? No, they stopped that. So it actually worked. She was no longer spacey. So, and I've got one guy who went into a stroke, and everybody thought he was going to die. But he's slowly coming back, and we're giving him the remedy for spacey, because that's what happens when you're in a stroke, is you space out. So those are the remedies for protection. And through those, God will show you who is taking your power. If you don't have power, I guarantee you it's because people are taking your power. You need to have power. If you're going to have your true self, you're going to need to be in your power. It's a person. They call it empowered. You need to be empowered. You need to be in your strength, not in your weakness. And you need to have power. If they're taking your power, you will not be able to have your power, and you will not be empowered. So you're going to be stuck, and you're going to be in pain. And a lot of times the diseases come from that. The diseases in the body pain come from that.
Yep.
So that's my speech on all that.
Okay. Well, would you like to give your contact information?
Yeah. Are we about up for time?
Nope, not yet. But we can do it now and talk.
The contact. Well, I'll give my phone number. I'll give you my. I got a new website. So y'all guys go and look at the new website. Let me know what you think. I love this new website. Anyway, Dr. Eric Love, DrEricLove.com, DrEricLove.com. And all my contact is there, 406-585-0774. And I have you can text me, and I have a course which is a year long, and we take you deep into the inner self, and I show you how to work with other people if you want. You don't have to. Show you just mainly how to work with yourself, because you have to learn how to heal yourself. God has always spoken to me, always told me, you have to teach people how to heal their own self. It's the key of holistic healing, that you're able to heal yourself without going to an expert. The emotional component is a great place to do that. So I teach you how to do that. Work with the Bach remedies. I work with you each month for an hour. I set up each week an hour and a half for each student, and take you through the gateways and doorways of the healing process. would be some of the deepest and greatest healing you've ever experienced in your life. And I show you how to teach you a wonderful technique called the SAF. I show you how to heal the disease through diet and through food. And my gal who owned a health food store, and people would come from all over Florida to talk to her, to ask her questions about health and healing. She said to me, and because she sold her health food store, she said to me, "I'm tired of supplements." I said, "Well, I know what you mean. I'm not against them, but I know it." But she's glued to the Bikram because you get this metaphysical healing, and you get to this real deep level people don't even know about. So anyway, 406-585-0774, DrEricLove.com, new website.
Right. So are there any other areas of the remedies that you'd like to tell us about?
Well, we could talk about some other areas of remedies. That would certainly be fine. Or we could talk about the understanding of the true self.
Well, okay. Let's talk about understanding the true self.
I mean, would you like to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. The problem is, see, that who are you really? I got notes flying everywhere, so I'm just going to babble here a little bit. Who are you? When the whole healing business is a metaphysical journey. Because anytime you have disease, it's God talking to you, telling you, girl, you got to change something about your life. You got to grow. You got to change. Who are you really? What do you need to change? And how do you become your true self? We're all stuck. We're hooked into other people. We're living lives we don't want to live. Many of us are acting, which means that you never really get in touch with who you are inside and how you feel. You're always an act, pretending. That's what Robin Williams. It was always an act. And I asked a woman the other day about a certain actress, won't name her, and said, "Well, I don't like her." I said, "Why not? Because she's a fake person." And I said, "Yeah, she's always acting. She's a good actress, but she's always acting." So that's one thing. Another thing is that we're living as a role. So instead of being your true self, you're being a mother, or you're being a, which breaks up once your kids leave, you're being a doctor, or you're being a Catholic, or you're being a conservative, or whatever it is that you're being, when in reality there's a deeper part of us. In other words, in order to heal, anytime you need to heal, you need to go deeper inside yourself. The truth is you need to go into another dimension of existence. It's almost like going into a time portal and going back in time. But instead of going back in time, we're going into another dimension in the current time, onto a deeper level. There we will find the ascension. There we will find the great awakening. There we will find the enlightenment that we're looking for. And there, in that metaphysical dimension, you'll find your truth. And your truth, the truth of who you really are, see, well, there's a couple things. Let me tell you, let me tell you what it's like to have your truth. When you have your truth, you're going to be with the Tao. The Tao means God's plan. And God's plan is always effortless. Now, you may have hard karma, but it'll be an effortless journey, effortless healing through the Tao, through God's plan. You're going to end up with serenity. You're going to end up with peace and tranquility. And you're going to end up with oneness. And you're going to end up with enchantment. Enchantment means, God, I'm out here in the desert, man. I talk to the animals, man. I talk to the trees. I talk to the wind. I talk to God. I'm living here with enchantment. I can hardly stand it. As you begin to ascend, and as you begin to go into the enlightenment, because you got to resolve, you need to resolve the old patterns. Some people say, "Oh, well, it's how you think. What you think about, you're going to become." You know, and that's really true. But you need to look on a deeper level than just the subconscious. You need to look into the unconscious, where the patterns are. There's patterns of trauma that we carry, and there's character defect patterns like being dominating and things, which are like spiritual defects that we carry. And those things, in order to go into the age of enlightenment, in order to move into the new world, which is coming around and available for us, we have to unload the dark world that we have been carrying. So that means that we need to work on ourselves to go deeper, embrace our pain, embrace our suffering as our teacher, and then we can move through the patterns and the issues and the baggage and the garbage and the stuff and the crap and actually resolve it, which a lot of people don't believe you can, but you can. Just like the gal that had the fear and the anxiety, she resolved it. She resolved it really quickly. You're going to be able to have your life work. You're going to be able to have your true self know who you are instead of living in denial and living as an acting person. And you're going to have connection with your own soul, where you'll be able to talk to your soul and get answers, and your soul will guide you and direct you and help you move through life. So you begin to be with the Tao, God's plan, as the divine plan, instead of running from your own ego. And you're going to be able to get rid of the blocks. Everybody goes, I'm blocked, I'm stuck. Because it was true, you are blocked and stuck. And we need to find out what the blocks are, and we need to resolve them, handle them, take care of them, and then they get out of the way. And they have to do with old traumas, old patterns, which I just loosely call the shadow side. The shadow side is a secret place inside of us, where we have the issues and the baggage, and in our culture we just run away. So we'll go have another drink. Here's some marijuana. Smoke this, and then everybody's doing opium and heroin and all sorts of crazy stuff. Now and then the Prozac. I won't even get on that one. It's better to go and resolve the pain. You can do it. You can resolve all the conflict in your heart. You can resolve all the pain you carry about your life and about the crazy things that are happening. If you come out of denial, be honest with yourself, go to your soul and talk to your higher self and ask. Then you can come into your power. Then you can know yourself. And then you can resolve this thing of people hurting you and triggering you and upsetting you, and you won't be stuck, and you won't be acting in a role, and you won't be acting at all. So to find this true self, and finally get to the true self, and to get to the great awakening and the real person that you're really meant to be, we got to get the suppressive people out of your life. Suppressive people are people who set on you. How can you do anything great? How can you find your life work when you have a 22-foot alligator sitting on your chest? A suppressive person, and what I do to show you how to get rid of the suppressive people and the suppressive energies of your life is I use the remedies, the shielding remedies. And then you learn to find out what your truth is, so you can be in your truth and speak your truth. What truth means, what you feel in your heart and what you think in your brain, that you speak that with your mouth. It's all one. Then you don't have to act and pose. You can and be yourself and then think for yourself. Instead of spouting what you're being told by your church or by CNN or by your husband or whoever it is, or by your mind even, that you think for yourself and make your own decisions and research what is the truth. The goal of the Age of Enlightenment that's coming up, the goal of the Ascension, one of the goals, is to know yourself and know your truth. So we should be on a journey of seeking truth. What is really real here? Somebody says, oh, this is going on. What is really real? Let me look behind. And then with yourself, see, you say, oh, I got depression. Well, why do you got depression? What is really real? What is causing all this? Mm-hmm. And stand up for your truth. General Sam Houston became the president of Texas, and he said, you guys should not join the Confederacy. The North will destroy Texas. And he went around lecturing, and they were throwing tomatoes and eggs up at him, and one guy jumped on with a knife trying to stab him. They hated him so much for saying that Texas should not join the Confederacy, and he continued to lecture. He was, John Kennedy wrote about him doing that in Profiles of Courage. Great man, and he had to resign from being Texas president, but you know what? He was in his truth, and if we could have known him, we would have known a man who would have caused us to be up all night thinking about how wonderful he was and what he represented. And we need to know our feelings so that we know what we feel and deal with the emotional component. Elizabeth Clare Prophet, the great spiritual teacher, she told me, she says, because I was honored to be treating her, giving her remedies, and she says, I've never dealt with any deep emotions. Well, that's what's happening with the whole America. Nobody's dealing with deep emotions. We need to deal with them. We need to put them into balance and put them in order and listen to the voice of our feelings, because our feelings are gonna I knew a guy, he told me that he put on point in his platoon a guy who could hear mm-hmm. the voice of his feelings. He said they never had one ambush, but every other platoon was being ambushed. It's very valuable mm-hmm. to be able to feel. And then we need mm-hmm. to listen to the voice of the soul, to listen to the soul, which is giving us guidance. One woman said, I knew I shouldn't marry that man. I could feel my soul telling me I shouldn't marry that. What'd you do? She went ahead and married him. Well, we need to listen to that voice. It's going to guide us and bring us to the Tao, bring us to God's voice, the still small voice. So, and to do that, we need to be still. And check this out. This is mind-blowing. Justice John Roberts, he gave a commencement. His daughter was one of the girls graduating. My advice is, this just happened 3 or 4 days ago, when you get to college, set aside time each day to think about things instead of simply acquiring information. Do not read more. Do not research more. Do not take notes. Put aside books, papers, computers, and telephones and sit, perhaps just for half an hour, and think about what you are learning. So we need to be still to be able to be with ourselves. Carlyle said, silence is the element in which great things fashion themselves. We need to be able to be still with ourselves so that we can hear the voice of the soul and the voice of the emotions. And through doing that, we're going to be able to discover what the blocks are that are causing our disease and our suffering and our pain and being stuck. And spirit will show us how to resolve them. And if you got the courage to use the bunch of flower remedies, I would encourage it. And you're certainly welcome to call me. I can use a few more students. I've just got a few more openings that are available. I'll be able to help you to get through the stuff and to resolve the stuff, because it's stuff you can resolve. You don't need to escape. You don't need to escape into sex. You don't need to escape into the internet. You don't need to escape into drugs. You don't need to escape. You need to face your issues and actually resolve them. I have a poem too.
Okay.
Let me read this here. Drink the glass of your truth. Your truth of who you really are. Come learn the secrets of your inner heart, yourself, your own true self, deeper than you've ever breathed or stepped, the fountain of your deepest heart, the wonder of your own true self.
That's great.
Wrote that today.
Well, we are coming up on the end of the hour. Can you give your contact information one more time?
Yeah, you betcha. Dr. Eric Love, .com, 406-585-0774. Send me an email, send me a text, and then we can work out time to talk. And go check out my new website. Tell me what you think.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Love. It's been wonderful hearing about the remedies, and you're absolutely right about dealing with the blockages and the energetic issues that keep us from knowing who we are and accessing information and energy coming from our soul, which is really why we're here. That's spiritual growth. The purpose of spiritual growth is to reconnect with all that is, including our soul.
Yes.
So this is a great way to do it, and it's one that you and I have been doing for many years, and I always have really felt the Bach flower remedies were very important.
Yes. Mahatma Gandhi, in the second page of his book, he said, "You have to understand the purpose of my life is self-realization and God-realization." That was page 2.
Right.
Autobiography. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Well, this is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Next week, please join us for Dean Slater, Natural Meditation. And join us next week for Temple of Health Radio Show.